Welcome back to the Flawed Podcast. My name is Peter Larsson. And in this episode, we'll talk about the one thing. This one thing. What do you mean, one thing? So one thing is a system, and it's actually a book that will solve a lot of headaches for many, many people. And the reasoning goes something like this, like, do one thing every day that makes everything else easier or unnecessary. You have to remember that sentence, like, one thing is the one thing that will make everything else easier or unnecessary. So here we can bring our previous lessons to the test. So simplicity will simplify all our tasks. We'll use a checklist for all our tasks. And we'll use constant improvements. And you know, it's easy these days being wisdom workers as we are, instead of knowledge workers, to get overwhelmed, information overload. We talk a lot about this in the course, Focused Productivity, how we're gonna solve it. And this is one way, one tool of many. Almost as many tools as, you know, the Indian gods. I think it's, 60,000 gods or something, I have no clue. So we'll use the one thing, and one thing, you'll apply it like this. So every day, you have this one thing. We talked about this in a mastermind course and in accountability partners. Not more than one thing. That's all you have to do. So select your one thing and do it. So for me, I added it because I'm a computer nerd in a way as well. I call this RVX. And if you're a Linux nerd, computer nerd, you know RVX stands for change modification. What you're allowed to do on files, chmod. So if you can read, write, and execute, you are pretty much root. So in my world, this is the daily rituals course or the mini course of habits, etc. in your daily life. I'll read for 5 minutes, write for 5 minutes, and I execute for 5 minutes, meaning the one thing. One thing can, of course, be more than 5 minutes, but you get the idea. So the one thing could actually be a bigger thing that you hook into another. You know, maybe it's a course you're attending online that you need to progress until the end of the year. It can be painting the house that's not perhaps done in, 5 minutes, but you get the idea. So play around with that. And of course, I recommend reading the book. So my task for you this episode is to create your one thing for next coming days. And this also hooks into Brian Tracy's book, Eat That Frog. Because often we procrastinate, meaning we put things into the future instead of doing them today. So just do it, the Nike slogan. And when should you do your one thing? When should you eat that frog? And Brian Tracy argues, do it the first thing in the morning, as soon as you wake up. So there you have it. And as soon as you wake up, maybe we'll do another episode about this, but this RVX, one thing, eat the frog, hooks into Miracle Morning. So that's another book by Hal Elrod, how you could, do 6 habits, I think he has, which he does in the morning. Let's meditate, write, journal, etc. So those are 3 books, but circle back to simplicity, checklists, Kaizen, and the one thing. So just do one thing today. Do it good and do it now. Good luck and see you in the next class. And let me know what you think. Take care.